Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, this is Lock and Load, and joining me now for the first time in a while, because he's so busy. And he's when he's not busy, he's traveling somewhere to go be busy there. And then he gets there and he's busy, and then he finally travels back to go come back and be busy some more. Is Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, Bill. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. It's hard to it's very hard to keep up with you. And I know recently you and your pal Rob, you guys had to go down somewhere and look at something concerning Mr. Crump over at Ammo Land. What happened with that?
You know, the DOJ just irritates me to no end. So about 8 o'clock every night is when I kind of shut off from the rest of the work world, and I get to read a little bit. And I know you think, well, I read all day, I write all day, I argue, and then, you know, why not read some more at night? But that's what I do in my free time. I break out my iPad and kind of follow people on Twitter and see what's going on in the rest of the legal world.
Right.
And I ran across this pleading in the auto key card case down in Florida. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. The DOJ is trying to gag somebody. Like, wonder what this is about. And I read it and it said John Crump. I'm like, what the hell? What in the world? And so, you know, I send it to Rob, I send it to John, and I'm like, you know, what's going on with this? I'm like, oh, no, this ain't going to happen. So, you know, I read a little bit more about the case and kind of educate myself, because the auto key card is not a case that I'm really up to speed on, and I'm definitely not following what John Crump's reporting about. I just don't have time to do it all. It's just too much stuff. So that next day, and the day after that, Rob and I spent, you know, just an ungodly amount of time getting all this stuff ready and filed a motion to intervene on John Crump's behalf, which Gunners of America actually backed it, you know, backed us doing that work. And then we went, we filed it, and the judge set a hearing date for that Friday. Now, granted, I found out this on a Monday. We spent Tuesday drafting, filed this motion to intervene like Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Right.
I was on a plane on Thursday, argued Friday morning. Now you might think, well, that's number one. That's not normal at all. Like, that things don't happen that fast. But I got to court on Friday in Jacksonville, and all the defendants' lawyers were there, and then the DOJ lawyer. There was a new AUSA or U.S. attorney, whichever one. I don't even know who it was, but he was saying that they were going to withdraw the request to basically gag John Crump and, you know, stop him from reporting on this. And they're saying, well, we still think that he should give back the pre-sentence investigation report that the defendant provided to him. So after these people, these defendants in that case were found guilty of having machine gun parts. And I don't know if your listeners know what that is. One of the defendants made a metal card with a very lightly etched or engraved lightning link
right
on it. And the government said, that's a machine gun, notwithstanding that it never has been a machine gun. Like, it was never made into a machine gun. People testified that they bought them and they could not get them to make, to be turned into machine guns. The DOJ still prosecuted, the defendant for making it, and then prosecuted Matt Hoover for advertising it on his YouTube channel, because he made like $3,000 and basically entered into a conspiracy to sell machine guns.
Mm.
So this guy put an ad up and now is a felon, and he's going to go to jail. So anyway, the DOJ, probation office, everybody else gets involved, and they do this pre-sentence investigation report to tell the court. Either you're a really, really bad guy. You know, this is your, this is what you're doing in your life, et cetera. This is what your friends and family think about you. Anyways, Matt Hoover provided that to John Crump. It's his right to do it. It might have broken some court policy of keeping these things secret. But there's certainly no law saying that you can't disclose it to anyone that you want to disclose it to. The court would rather you not. That's fine. But he did nothing illegal. And that's what DOJ got their knickers in a twist about, is that John Crump was reporting on some of these details in this pre-sentence investigation report and how DOJ had recommended, whoever conducted the pre-sentence or drafted the pre-sentence investigation report had said, you know, that they could recommend this sentence or that sentence, or maybe house arrest versus going to jail, you know, for 3 years, et cetera. It's just phenomenal that, you know, DOJ can do this motion and want to, while they're poo-pooing all over the Second Amendment, also try to revoke a journalist's First Amendment, file a motion, and nothing happens to them, Bill. The judge got a little bit upset with DOJ. It's like, what made you think that you could file this motion? And so that's a great question, right?
Yeah.
And do you know what the DOJ, the DOJ guy, because originally a female AUSA, Laura Kofi Taylor or Lauren Kofi Taylor, she's the one that filed this motion saying, you know, Crump's viewers are being mean to her. They're wishing her cancer and ill things on social media, which, look, there's lots of people that say bad things on social media.
Sure.
But just because it's speech that you hate doesn't make it hate speech.
Right.
And the First Amendment is there to protect the speech that nobody likes.
Right.
Okay. Well, she didn't like it. It's vile. It doesn't matter. People are still free to say it. They're free to call me all kinds of stuff, you know, get my feelings hurt, whatever. But a man stood up for this AUSA DOJ attorney and told the judge, well, judge, we're not going to get into the internal deliberations of DOJ, when she asked him what they were thinking. Can you imagine saying that? Well, Mr. Frady, what were you thinking when you did this? And you're like, well, I'm not going to get into the internal deliberations. Basically, none of your business. And so that just blew me away. And then the judge is like, well, I think we need to hear from Mrs. Taylor. And he goes, well, I don't think that's going to really provide or elucidate anything for the court. And the judge just said, okay, that's fine. I guess we don't need to talk to her. But it's phenomenal stuff. And of course, they withdrew the relief from my client. I mean, you know, that they were trying to gag John Crump, my client. And, well, that moved my stuff out. Of course, I'm not okay with this, how it happened, and them calling John Crump just a YouTube personality. No, John Crump's a journalist.
Right.
You can call him whatever you want, but he's a journalist.
Sure.
You know, all of these people that do this new media are journalists and bloggers, all of these people. And it just really irritated me.
Audience is bigger than it is for CNN and stuff like that.
Anyway. That's right.
So, I mean,
right.
The new media is now the established media, or the watched media, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So they basically they took the gag order they tried to put on Trump or on Trump on Crump.
On Trump too.
And
yeah.
They stuck it on the prosecutor instead and said, no, you don't need to hear from her. Okay.
Yeah, she's not going to say anything because there's nothing that she could have said that would have given her that authority to do what she asked.
Right.
Like there's nothing. And yeah, so I mean, it's just such a frustrating thing. But that goes to show you. You know, John Crump's a nice guy. He's one of my friends. You know,
yeah.
I like all y'all. I mean, if they did this to you, man, I would be right there saying, you know, yelling from the mountaintops, you have a right to do this. You have a right to report on stuff. And we showed the court all of these different cases. Like, you can almost never stop a journalist from reporting on something.
Right.
Almost never.
Well, I mean,
like, I mean,
you know, hang on for me, if you will. We can touch on the finer points of that, because we could look at the Kansas thing that just happened as well. But in any event, Stephen roams the earth like Kwai Chang Kang. He's out there. He has no website. He has no nothing. So there's nowhere for me to send you other than for me to tell you that he's out there operating all the time in the background. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. Now, you and Alan Beck sort of, you started taking on California a little while ago with the Young case, right? Hawaii.
Hawaii.
My bad. The Ninth Circuit handles California, too. But anyway, it would have affected all of California if had things gone on. So, for you to be operating with these national cases is not a big, this is nothing new to you. What do you think about all of the response laws, the thumbing of the You know, they basically flipped off the Supreme Court with the Bruin decision when the Bruin decision came out. And in New York, for example, it's harder now to get a permit now than it was before.
It's not the way it's supposed to be, Bill. Not the way that they taught it in law school. It's, you know, Bruin's been out from June of 2022, right? And so it's amazing when you had Bruin and then you had Kathleen Hochul immediately coming out and said that she was going to fight back. I'm like, what are you going to fight back against? Oh, you're going to fight back against the third branch of government. Hey, you know, fair enough. Go for it. But yes, she did. And she made it really difficult to get a permit. And, you know, the other side of that is, well, who cares if you even have a permit anymore? There's nowhere you can carry it except that she said from public streets.
Right.
So they've made it to where the permit, if you get it, is meaningless. It doesn't matter. But they want your social media. They want 3 years of your social media. They want some character references, which New York says we've always had. And they just made everything worse. So, great. Hochul says you have a right to public carry, probably on some streets, and that's about it. And that is basically the law of New York. And there are a bunch of cases right now that are pending in the Second Circuit that were successful in the district court, including a GOA case. And then it has been argued, and it's at the Second Circuit since March 20th now. So it's what, 5 months almost to the day, and we're waiting on opinions from the Second Circuit. Yeah, but New York's not alone. I mean, don't get confused. It's Hawaii, California, Oregon, Washington, Illinois. You know, New Jersey, and you know my buddy Alan Beck. I practiced with him in a bunch of cases. Hawaii did this whole sensitive place law where they're basically saying everything's sensitive, even some parking lots are sensitive. And he just got that enjoined, as he got a temporary restraining order against the state of Hawaii from enforcing all of these ridiculous places that you can carry. And what Hawaii did is they modeled their law after New York. What New Jersey did is they modeled their law after New York. So I'm sure you're going to be really shocked when I tell you this. A judge in Hawaii enjoined that law, a judge in New York enjoined that law, and a judge in New Jersey enjoined that law. They're basically 0-3. They're losing. New York is. The Second Circuit stayed that win. The Third Circuit, which is New Jersey, stayed that win. And do you know what the Ninth Circuit just did? The state of Hawaii asked them for a stay to stay that injunction. And the Ninth Circuit said, you know what? We're not going to stay it yet, like the Second Circuit and the Third Circuit did. We're going to wait, see what the district court does. And then if she got until like September 1st to rule. That right there is very telling to me with three Democrat-appointed judges that are not on the side of gun rights, most likely, for them to wait and see what Judge Kobayashi does in Hawaii before they just reflexively stay the case like the Second and the Third Circuits have done.
Right.
It's phenomenal stuff. I mean, like, seeing all of this because, you know, you've got basically three of the same types of laws, three different judges. Have enjoyed. I'm sorry, Bill. I said that wrong. It's four judges. It's Judge Sotheby and Judge Sinatra of New York. It's two federal judges in New York, a federal judge in New Jersey, and a federal judge in Hawaii. Wow. So, you know, we'll just wait to see what the Second Circuit. Yeah.
So let's ask the question now. For one thing, they have so many precedents out there when it comes to banning guns, for example, and yet. And with me, when I look at, I don't remember the case, what the case was, but I know there was a case where they were talking about the stun gun ban in Massachusetts. And it was held that the 200,000 stun guns in Massachusetts, that made those in common use.
Right.
So where does that leave the, you know, they say there's 20 million, 25 million AR-15s, for example, in the United States. Does that constitute common use? And if that's the case, and these states know that there is no analog to where they've ever been able to ban guns, ever. And I'm not aware of any gun bans that ever took place after the Second Amendment was ratified. They keep doing it. What is this just a tactic to make people angry, or what do you think this is?
Well, I think that they are retaliating against the people, against the basically the people of the Second Amendment, which is all of us. And they're taking out their little temper tantrum on us because they can until we can get a court, which sounds dumb because we already had the Supreme Court. But anyway, I digress. Which, you know, until a court can step in and say, you're not going to do this, or until, I guess, we say, this is too far. But that's a story for another time, and I'm not even sure we're allowed to even talk about that without something happening. So anyway, leave that alone for now. Yeah, but I think that, yes, this is a tactic of the gun grabber states, the commie states, as I like to call them, you know, trying to impose their will and trying to keep the people's right to keep and bear arms away from them. And ultimately, I think it loses. But unfortunately, this is not, the Second Amendment is still not a favored right from the, by the courts. You know, if this was one of the more favorite rights, even though that right was just ruled that it wasn't a right, I think you know where I'm going with that.
Right.
Recently, these judges fall all over themselves. They trip over themselves to rule in that right's favor. And the Second Amendment, they take their sweet time to, you know, to come up and rule on something, even though one leads to certain death and the other one, the Second Amendment, you know, usually doesn't lead in death or ended up in death. So
one of the things I find interesting is that I don't remember which one of the Joshes it was. It was either Horowitz or Sugarman that got out there and said that in order for the leftist agenda to go forward, we have to disarm America. Because they sure seem to be jumping that gun. And are we, you know what, I'll ask you the question. You can take the next segment to answer it if you, because we're about to run out of time in this segment. So are they jumping the gun on their goals by telegraphing all of this stuff? Or do they just think that we're just, they can't tip us over the point where something that they think they may want and something they think they may be able to control, for that to happen? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? And I mean, I know that you've had a few here and there. He's sort of like a ranging lawyer. He sees something, and if there's a call to go handle it, he goes and handles it. And if he were a quarterback in the NFL with his one loss record, he would be getting the big bucks right now. Tom Brady would be like, wow, I wish I'd made as much money as that guy. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to have his mugshot taken. He surrendered to Georgia authorities last night after he was charged for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. The Trump campaign is now selling T-shirts with the mugshot on it for $47 with the words, "Never Surrender." Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail as big as an inch and a half. A spike in COVID cases has some talking about a return to masking.
Using a high-quality mask does reduce the chances of COVID virus being breathed in.
Dr. Fred Campbell with the University of Texas Health Systems. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. Stephen is a Second Amendment, primarily Second Amendment type lawyer. He goes and he fights injustice, non-justice, lack of justice. He's just looking for some justice. I asked you a question. Do you think that they are they making a miscalculation here? Do you think?
I mean, it's a tough question, Bill. I think they are miscalculating our resolve.
Right.
I think that they have miscalculated our resolve, I should say. But, you know, you look at someone like Gavin Newsom, who no doubt has political aspirations beyond just wearing a super tight shirt and jacket and being the governor of a fruitcake state. So, you know, he's trying to push this so-called 28th Amendment to limit guns, right? So we have the Second Amendment, and he's going to pass or wants to pass the 28th Amendment to limit the Second Amendment's reach. And, I mean, that's what, you know, to be fair to Gavin Newsom, which is not something I thought I would say tonight, that's what it would take. It would take a constitutional amendment. But it's not good enough for all. It wouldn't be good enough for me. You're not taking my guns. And, you know, you're just not going to take them. I don't care what the Constitution does at that point. I don't care what the courts say at that point. You know, I like to think that I'm a student of history and I've studied enough history to know what happens when the people are disarmed. I've been around the world. I've lived in a lot of countries. I've been to places that don't have the same rights that we do. And, you know, those foreigners say, oh, America is so dangerous. But I'm like, you know, it's really not. It's really not as dangerous as it is in some of the places that I've been. And I'm not going to say exactly where I've been. But those places that don't have the ability for people to defend themselves, the governments can run over them. And they can run amok. And there's nothing you can do about it. Just nothing. Except, you know, take it. And here, we don't have to take it if we don't want to take it. Now, the price of not taking it is very high, and we don't want to pay that price right now, you know, like our Declaration of Independence talks about. But, you know, at one point, at some point, I should say, you know, that price is going to be we're paying again. And, you know, I think that that's where it could go. But if they take our guns away, then there's no way to have that discussion. People can say all they want that the Second Amendment is not there to defeat tyranny, and it 100% is. It's not about hunting. The Supreme Court can come back and say it's about self-defense, and I guess if you want to extrapolate self-defense to be, you know, defense of man, the people, the country, then sure. But, you know, we have the Second Amendment because the British tried to take our guns.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know why they would, why on earth, knowing what they know, being students of history, can they not see what happens when they try to disarm America? I mean, honest to God, are we not crazy enough to do something about them taking our guns? It's like, y'all tried, well, the British tried this already. Why do y'all want to try it again? You saw what happened. You really want to do this again?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing is this, with in a lot of these areas where they got bail reform, right? They've got a DA that has decriminalized a whole lot of stuff, which that never works out very well. They've been emptying jails out.
Yeah.
And then they've been defunding police. And if they're not defunded, at the very least, they're just holding back and waiting on their pensions. They're not really proactive like they used to be. And they also try to keep people from carrying guns. And then crime goes up, and then we're all sitting about like that, like going, well, that wasn't supposed to happen. I mean,
yeah, I mean, look what they did at the guy in New York. I mean, he didn't have a gun or anything. He just, you know, choked some guy out on the subway that was causing a ruckus, and that guy died, and now they're charging him. Wouldn't it have been easier for the cops in New York City just to go and get that guy that got choked and, you know, like the first 45 times he committed a crime and did something with that guy instead of making the good, decent people of New York have to deal with this nutso dude on the subway all the time? But they don't do anything. The governments don't do anything. Look at California and all these smash and grab robberies. You know, they go into Nordstrom and steal all these purses and stuff, and then those people turn around and flip them online. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing, and no one can do anything. And the people that work at these stores, you know, all they can do is video, and then the stores turn around and fire them because I don't know, it's racist or something to try to have a good store and have people come and shop and, you know, good tax paying citizens. I don't know, man. This world, like, it's gone nuts with all these people, all these Soros backed DAs, and I'm glad that the Florida governor, DeSantis, sorry, is doing something about it, where he's getting rid of some of these Soros backed DAs. You know,
right.
We're a nation of laws, not men. And if we're not a nation of laws, then hey, that goes both ways. And be real careful when you start saying that the law doesn't apply, because if it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to me. So be careful.
Yeah, you know. That's the problem.
I'm just saying, Bill. I'm just saying.
Hey. All I'm saying is that the one thing that I see, and I mean, earlier in the show, I had a guy named John Bach on the show, and he's a writer out of right outside of Chicago, lives in Illinois. He does a website called Gun Save Life. And he is constantly poking the bear. And I asked him, John, why don't you just move out? And he probably has plans to do it at some point, but he hasn't gotten there yet. And and as that goes, he is just trying to wait it out. But in the interim, he's trying to, you know, do what he can. But some of these states just lost causes. Has there ever been a left-leaning state that jerks to the right all of a sudden?
Yeah, Virginia. I mean, not hard right, but certainly well, some amount to the right.
Yeah.
I mean, they had... So, you know, and Winston Sears, you know, like, it's two pretty good, well, I guess, pretty good conservatives. How about that?
There you go.
I mean, you know, there you go.
I don't get too... and I'm sure you're the same way. I don't hero worship politicians. They're better. They're absolutely better than having McAuliffe or Northman or Northam or whatever his name was.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's Ralph Northam. Yeah.
So, but I mean, one thing about Virginia that I'm finding I like a little bit better now, because when I saw you in Vegas in 2020, that was when they were having that event in Virginia, the Second Amendment Lobby Day.
Yeah.
And I was telling everybody I knew I wouldn't go to that if I were you.
That's right.
Because I thought that was going to be January the 6th, but that turned out to be, I was a year in advance on that one. I was just a little too early on that one.
Too funny.
And now it's a different state. It's everything's different about it. So, one of the things, and we're going to get into this in this next segment going up, but one of these things that I see regarding this is what the chill they're trying to put on self defense, and that's only once again in certain states, in certain cities in the states, and. I would like for you to maybe sort of address that in the next segment. The Soros DAs, is there any way, any legal constitutional way, to keep Soros from donating to these people's campaigns?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Is that because of that? What was that? Supreme Court.
Citizens United.
Yeah. Citizens United.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think it. Soros just has tons of money and does what he wants.
Yeah. Well, so, just like Bloomberg. But hey, I got something else to point out too in the next segment. See what you have to say about that one. You may have heard of it, maybe you haven't. We'll see. Once again, Stephen operates out there. Stephen operates in a rarefied air where Stephen, while he does work with other people. He works also alone and all the time, and he has no website and no social media, none that I'm aware of anyway, because he's too busy going from place to place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, here we are. Last time on the firing line. We're going to let Mr. Stambolia unwind here. I'm going to take him off script. We're not going to talk about what we were going to talk about. We're going to talk about instead about some of the stupidity that he gets to observe. Have you ever heard of the C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group?
Very, very little.
Yeah. So, what they're looking for is by the year 2030, 0 kilograms of meat consumption, zero kilograms of dairy consumption, 3 new clothing items per person per year, 0 private vehicles owned, and 1 short-haul return flight, less than 1,500 kilometers, every 3 years per person.
Ooh. Well, I'm out. I think I've had 43 flights this year so far.
Yeah, and we're... Two-thirds of the way.
Yeah, I think I've had probably 2 kilograms of meat today.
Yeah,
because I'm on carnivore.
Yeah. This it was supposedly published in 2019 and reemphasized in 2023, and the C40 organization is funded by Michael Bloomberg.
Good for him. I don't understand these people. They have, you know, billions and billions of dollars, and all they do is want to control everybody else. Now, of course, he's not going to take that pledge. He's going to eat some meat.
He's going to eat all the meat.
Yeah, he's going to fly around on his jet. It's the same thing that Bill Gates said, you know? It's like, well, my plane doesn't, you know, it's just me flying it, but I need to control everybody else. That's not exactly what he said, but it's like, my plane's not the issue. It's everybody else in the aggregate that's the problem. Oh.
The American cities, there's worldwide, there's 100 cities that make up the organization. In America, the American members are Austin, Boston, Chicago, Houston, L.A., Miami, New Orleans, New York City, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Portland, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Seattle. Also, all of them, with the exception of Austin, which Austin doesn't have a huge anti-gun regime, they just don't have enough cops to do anything right now. They're falling into chaos. It's the apocalypse. It's Mad Max time in Austin. But they all are big anti-gun cities. I just thought you'd find that quite funny that not only will there be no guns, there will be no hamburgers.
Well, man, you know, when hamburgers are outlawed, only the outlaws will have hamburgers, I guess. I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless for the first time in a while, so... Whatever, you know, hopefully Jackson, Mississippi joins them, the list. You know, they're all hardcore Democrat run cities.
Yeah.
And, they're failing. Like New Orleans is basically a third world country. Jackson, Mississippi is the same way. Houston, my God, I was just in Houston recently, and that place is terrifying.
Yeah.
I grew up in Houston, man. It didn't used to be bad.
Here's something that I'm thinking that sooner or later you're going to have to look into this yourself, and I don't know in what capacity, but did you hear about what happened with the IRS training exercise the other day?
Yeah, someone got protected and served, I heard.
Yeah, in training by one of his colleagues. Yeah, he got protected and served.
Yeah, I mean, 87,000 of them. And
well, they're supposed to be. Now, here's the thing about the IRS. The IRS actually has more armed personnel than the ATF does. Did you know that?
Wouldn't surprise me.
And they out of this 87,000, what they're looking for is 249 more armed people. The problem with the IRS is that amongst the people in the IRS, well, they do have a reputation. Here's a reputation. Looking at the criminal investigation field offices, there was a total of 8 firearm discharges classified as intentional use of force incidents and 11 discharges classified as accidental during fiscal years 2009 through 2011. So they had more negligent discharges than they had actual intentional uses of guns.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a record of some sort. That's a level of incompetence I did not think was actually possible.
From the government? Man.
Well, I mean,
you know, you saw that ATF agent that shot himself in the thigh when he was, you know, doing like a show and tell to the grade.
I thought he was a DEA guy. Was he not a DEA?
Oh, is he DEA?
Yeah.
And he might be.
Yeah.
Sorry, ATF.
He shot himself in the foot. With his Glock 40. I'm the only one that can handle his Glock 40.
That's
bang.
Right. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, there you go. There you go. IRS, DEA, ATF. I mean, it's basically all the same things, you know. So,
you know, the thing I find most interesting is when we hear about all of these armed alphabet agencies, and, you know, like the Postal Service has a SWAT team. I haven't figured that one out yet. I haven't figured out why they would have any sort of armed response with a tax thing. I mean,
postal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so. But here's the thing about it. When you look at all of the armed badged agents in the federal government, LEA, law enforcement. Do you know how many you actually have?
No.
51,000.
Not that many.
Not that many. And most, nearly 30,000 of them are in the Border Patrol.
Man. We should get everyone, like, we should take the other 21,000 and put them on the border. Canadian border and the Mexican border.
Or take their guns
honestly.
From them. They'd live longer if we took their guns from them.
Yeah, maybe. You know, if it just saves one life, Bill. I mean, just one life.
Sure.
Ours or theirs.
Sure. Well, I'm more interested in mine, but, I mean, given some of the other things that are happening right now, like, have you ever shot the SIG P320?
I have not shot that. That's the one that goes off on its own, right?
Well, that's what they say, right? That's what they say.
Allegedly.
And for a very long... Now, I've had one issue with one, and I won't carry a P320 again until SIG gets out in front of it. But this, it was not because it was firing on its own. It's because it quit firing when I wanted it to, right? When I wanted it to shoot, it just quit. And, there's a lot of people out there that have this idea that there's this legal momentum that started building up because most of these guys having these discharges are cops.
Yeah.
And I get, do cops get in trouble if they have a negligent discharge?
Man, I'm so glad you asked that. I've represented two cops that have had negligent discharges. And, you know, one could have been an accident, but the idiot didn't have his .38 special in a holster, and he was a detective, and he was partying. So, I mean, it's like all of these just things that added up. He was dancing on the floor, had his .38 in his pocket, put his hand in his pocket, like, because, you know, why not make sure it's still there?
Right.
And then, boom, the gun went off. And I'm like, well, how did the gun go off? He's like, you know, I was just seeing if my keys were inside the trigger guard. I'm like, why wouldn't your gun be in a holster if you're going to carry it in your pocket? He's like, you know, I wasn't really thinking. I'm like, obviously, detective, you weren't. So, they charged him with a crime. And then my other cop that I represent, I've only defended two cops that have shot themselves, had a Celtic P3AT.
Right.
And he was coaching Little League. And he squatted down. His key entered his trigger guard in his Kel-Tec, and that's a tough trigger to pull back. I mean, you got to actually pull that trigger, and shot himself in the thigh while he was coaching his Little League's, his son's Little League baseball team. And I'm like, oh my God, both of these cops, you know, put your guns in holsters if you want to carry them. And I carry sometimes a little Kel-Tec in a pocket holster.
Right.
And, you know, they're just small guns, and you carry what you can carry when you can carry it.
Yep.
So I get it.
Yep.
But, you know, you got to be careful, guys.
Listen, before I run out of time, I'm sorry it took me this long to track you down. I'm glad I did track you down, and thank you very much for saying yes to coming on the show today, because I have thoroughly enjoyed it. And actually, maybe the next time I have you on, we can talk about nothing at all that you're doing and just talk about this side nonsense that I find so hilarious in a sad way. So
Right. Thank
you very much for joining me today. Where are you off to now? Where are you headed now? What's next for you? Quickly, you got 10 seconds. Go, tell me.
I can't tell you where I'm going next.
Okay.
It'll be fun. It'll make the news. How about that?
There you go. Well, that's pretty much everything you do anyway. Anyway, like I said, thank you very much for joining me today. I myself will be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, you should always remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.